Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Peaceful Planet. And we wish you lots of love and peace this evening, and we have a very special show that I designed, very unique on creativity this evening and the creative arts. And we are going to be taking calls for mini readings, and we're going to be talking about my paintings this evening and how I do them. I'm a watercolor artist. I'm Marcia McMahon. And you may have seen examples of my art on the website if you've surfed the website. But if you're on the show page right now and you would click it, we are at Station 1 on the Peaceful Planet. And I'm going to be discussing some of my artwork. And George Among the Stars is highlighted, and this is a portrait of George Harrison. And it's titled George Among the Stars. The title just came to me, but I was going to talk about how I work my watercolors. And some of these watercolors are for sale, so you can actually purchase a watercolor this evening if you would like to claim one for yourself in your collection. My watercolors are collected worldwide. They're in many countries around the world. And I'm just going to explain how I get inspiration from the angels and then the ascended masters and how they appear in my mind's eye and then how I create them using my multimedia technique. And we're also going to be taking your calls for mini readings. The number to call if you need a Reiki healing or you would like a mini reading with me, I would ask that you state your name and your concern, your question, and I will try to tune in to Archangel Michael and give you an answer. I'm best with spiritual guidance kinds of questions, and I love the angels, and I've been working with Archangel Michael for a long time. So if you feel like calling in for your question, you can. I am a medium, but generally I focus on spiritual growth issues, and if a spirit steps in, I will give you that information, but I focus mainly on the ascended masters and the hierarchy of the angels and the celestial realms. So if you are on the page and you're looking at my watercolor of George Harrison titled George Among the Stars. This was done a few years ago when I had a watercolor student, and how I got to that image is basically I work up an idea in my mind and it kind of mills and brews like a pot of coffee brewing over maybe days and maybe a week or so. And so I had the idea to use the Hubble telescope images, and they are wonderful resources for awesome imagery. And if you've never been to see the Hubble images, I highly recommend that you click on a Google search for Hubble images and you surf through the marvelous, incredible, infinite creation of our Creator. Because, you know, as a creative artist, taking inspiration from, you know, what's out there is just so incredible. The Creator is so vast in His glorious creation. And so I took a part of the Hubble imagery, and then I used this stuff called Frisket Misket in this watercolor. And you have to lay it in ahead of time with this rubbery stuff, and it's got gum arabic in it, and just kind of lays on the watercolor paper. It hardens up, and then you do a technique called wet in wet. And so what I did is I used the watercolor, and I wet the whole background after I had sketched George in very briefly, very lightly, with pencil. So I was working from a stock photograph of George Harrison, and Harrison's one of the guys I channel, and our music is being created by John and George on the other side, and they're known as the Half Beats. And basically, they're still creating music of peace and love. Now, I really resonate with George because he has a deep, abiding peace, and he was very much a world spiritual teacher, and he's very much an ascended master in the higher realms now, meaning that he's guiding a lot of different people. And George has been giving me private messages about a situation in my life that I needed help. So I do turn to the ascended masters for help and receive help because I work with them. I honor them by creatively composing lyrics to their songs, but also by working with art, and they return the favor by giving me the greatest, most enlightened advice you could get on the planet. So I think it's a nice exchange. And I just love George because he's such a peaceful soul. And of course, he was the one that turned everybody on to peace and the enlightenment of the yogic masters in India. And he was really into his guru, the Maharishi. And then he also took the Beatles along, and they all took that trip. But getting back to the painting and his devotion to the Eastern masters, he gave me some guidance a while ago, and he said that I could try meditating upon the image of Master Babaji. Now, Master Babaji is a great, great master, and many of you have probably heard of him. And he's a really amazing guy, too. So I have been doing that, and he said to call upon Master Babaji and then do some breathing techniques for helping myself to relax. I've been going through some stresses. So all of us are imperfect, and we go through challenges, and this is part of life. But being part of the creative force and observing the magnificence of the creation is kind of our show's theme, with a little different emphasis on my art this evening. So my art has been collected around the world, and it is in some museums in America, and it's in the Kepler Museum, which is out in Santa Barbara, and it was collected as part of the Heaven to Earth Art Gallery and television program in California. And I was really honored when Alan, he just goes by Alan, wanted a piece of mine. So I donated it, and then I went out to meet Alan. I had the pleasure of meeting this wonderful Alan guy. He has a long last name. He never uses the last name. And we had lunch, and I donated the painting, and we saw all of his other paintings from all over the world. And then these paintings ended up being donated to the Kepler Museum of American Art, which is a private collection in Santa Barbara, California. So that one is an angel painting called Archangel Raphael Healing the Earth. And that, too, was channeled and used with images of the Hubble telescope. So back to my Harrison portrait, if you are interested in purchasing the painting of George Among the Stars, it is for sale this evening at a very special price of just $550 USD. Should you be interested in purchasing it, you can email me at maricidi2002@yahoo.com, and you can make the arrangements for shipment. If you would like a copy, I sell the copies, and I want to put out there that I'm not doing this just for my own sake, but I'm donating part of the proceeds to Reiki Healing for Cancer Patients, and I donate a significant amount of time of my Reiki for free for those suffering from breast cancer in particular. And they come over to my house, or I go to the clinic and volunteer. And so some of this helps me continue to volunteer some of my efforts. In the past, I have donated to breast cancer charities with the proceeds of some of my art, and I don't any longer feel that good about that, because most of these breast cancer charities don't give the money directly to the cancer patients. So I'm giving in terms of Reiki. And I also want to announce a few up-and-coming events that I'm going to be present at this summer. I have a packed schedule, and I'll be presenting a new understanding of the Angels and Ascended Masters at Camp Chesterfield, Indiana. And Camp Chesterfield is located in Chesterfield, Indiana, just a little north of Indianapolis there. So if you're in Indianapolis and you've never been to Camp Chesterfield, it is filled with beautiful spirits, beautiful Ascended Masters, beautiful angels are all over the place. And it's a really unique on the historic register, and all the houses originate from about 150 years ago, when there was this big, huge interest in spiritualism in the First and Second World War, and so many people lost so many relatives to these tragedies. So people really awakened to the fact of the reality of spirit and how your relatives are still alive, even though they have died. And so they turned on to mediumship, and each of these mediums or clairvoyants or healers lives in a little house that's about 30 to 50 in the village. And they rent it for a couple bucks a year, and they have a little community there, and they all contribute communally. And it's just the most charming place. So my workshop is going to be on next Sunday, from 1 to 4, and it's called A New Understanding of the Angels and Ascended Masters, and it's about how the Ascended Masters have changed positions over the years. So there's new Ascended Masters like Diana, Princess Diana, whom I channel. You've probably heard me channel her many times on the show. She is an Ascended Master, and she works with Mother Mary, Ascended Master, Master Jesus, and with Mary Magdalene as well. So it's going to be a very beautiful workshop, and additionally, and during the workshop, I'll bring some of my art in person. It's going to be held at the Head Art Gallery on the grounds there of Camp Chesterfield. I will have my art and books for a book signing right afterwards. So don't miss that event, and if you need more information, please contact me in the email link that I gave you at Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A-D-I, 2002@yahoo.com. So this painting of George was completed a few years back, and I'm getting prints made right now. So it is framed, and you can buy the prints for $50 if you're interested in a collectible print. And I've shown it at a couple galleries in town in Springfield. I live near Springfield, Illinois, and I exhibit my work regularly. And that's one that hasn't sold yet, but I think it's a really beautiful portrait, and it conveys the peace of George Harrison and his dedication to the peace movement and his dedication to spirituality and Eastern spirituality and all the Eastern masters. So, you know, all these portraits that I do are different. Each one is different, and each one has different characteristics, but on that note, I think we're going to play a musical piece inspired and written by George from the other side. And in honor of George, and it's called Something for Gossamer Wings. And then we're going to be right back with more information about my art and more information from the Ascended Masters. So let's play Something for Gossamer Wings, and we'll get right back to you when the song is up. So we're sending out love this evening, and we're sending out peace. And if you have a need for a reading, I'm available for a Reiki healing distance or a reading with Archangel Michael or one of the angels, or a mini reading. If you want to call in, give your name and state your question, caller. 888-627-6008. I'm standing by. And if you don't call in, I will begin reading a message from Princess Diana on the recent summit for world peace concerning Trump and Kim Jong-un and her thoughts about that. But if you would like a reading, you can certainly call in. We're going to go back to the art after I do this message from Princess Diana on world peace, which has been my mission from Spirit for about 17 years now. And if you want to click on the link to Diana Speaks to the World and you want to explore the art gallery tonight while you're listening to her message, highly encourage you to surf the galleries. Go on to Diana Speaks to the World. Treat it as if it's a scroll. Scroll down to the bottom and go to the gallery, because I just discovered the gallery link that I put up has a little typo in it. It won't take you there. So please go to Diana Speaks to the World, click on the gallery, and surf my early work of Diana. It's really, really stunning and beautiful. And before that, you know, I was a garden painter, and then I became a portrait artist when I began to channel Diana's messages. So all my books have beautiful paintings of Diana arranged in order, in the order of the messages. So tonight's message is it's a very hopeful one, and I feel that the world is in a hopeful place right now, and she feels very optimistic about the fact that we're no longer in threatening positions between the two nations. And she will be coming in right now with me to give this message, and I'm reading. So if you'd please wait, if you would like a mini reading, just please hold that call until I'm through reading. So I'm saying, good morning, Princess Diana, asking for your healing light for all the world right now and all our listeners and audience. Princess Diana, I am here as an ever-guiding light to humanity at this time. I understand that it was a very good thing that your President Trump did to meet up with Kim Jong-un and hold a diplomatic meeting. And certainly some diplomatic advances were made. Talking is far better than missiles firing and nuclear testing on the part of that rogue nation. However, I have to honestly say, the situation with South Korea and her feelings were entirely ignored, as were the feelings of the Japanese people and her leadership. And I feel that President Trump may have given too much in exchange for too little. What certification measures are put into place now that there will be no military exercises coming from the United States and her allies to protect South Korea and to verify and keep the security going? To shore up the defense system. Without the defense system, Kim may feel that he may do anything he pleases at any moment, I'm afraid to say. Whilst I commend the diplomacy that they're giving an olive branch to a man who is a monster, rewarding a sworn enemy of the world of the United States and getting nothing in return isn't exactly what I would have recommended. For a man that purports to be the master of the art of the deal, I'm seeing that he didn't get a deal, and I'm afraid to say that he may end up a bit of a laughingstock. But I still commend the meeting. Moving on, then, to other items on the agenda today, we were very disappointed in the G8 summit and the way he treated America's friends. Certainly Britain, Germany, Canada are friends to America and her allies. And America needs the continuing support of her allies. It was absolutely stupid to impose counter tariffs on Canada and to walk out early of the G8 summit in favor of going to Singapore for that summit with Kim. Equally disturbing is the idea that Trump will show favor to merciless dictators while he shows no friendships to your most sacred alliances, that being Britain and Canada, your neighbors to the north. Continuing on then with Diana's message. It shows lack of diplomatic skill and the fact that Trump doesn't consult with State Department officials before he goes to these meetings. He just flies off the cuff with his own quote-unquote style, if you'd call it that. I would call it lack of finesse and diplomacy. Trump actually needs training in diplomacy. But he's in so much trouble of his own making at home with the Mueller investigation that I feel he will have more than enough to contend with when he does come home to face the music. Again, I wonder if this was just a distraction because he has no idea how to get world peace in the Middle East. That is why I said all along that I would not be working with you in this presidency. I am disappointed in his lack of diplomatic skills in the Middle East, and certainly Jared Kushner nor Ivanka is a fair broker for the Palestinian people. The Palestinians still need a two-state solution, and all the while Israel goes on celebrating that they have now moved the American embassy to Jerusalem. East Jerusalem must be preserved for the sake of the Palestinian people. So much of the land on the West Bank as well needs to be preserved for the sake of peace. Although the world is a precarious juncture right now, we all breathe a sigh of relief thanks to the meeting, and I am still very optimistic that there will be an end to nuclear war. And I am still very optimistic, in spite of Trump, that there will be a friendship with our nations to the north and across the pond in Britain. I applaud the small diplomatic opening, for it may yet allow for future openings and discussions. I've always said that I feel that North and South should be reunited, and it would be a wonderful homecoming for those people that have lost contact with relatives in the North. China is really the problem here as well. Anyway, I'm delighted to be on your program tonight, and I wish you the best of luck, and I hope all goes well with the peacemaking. All my love, Diana, Princess of Peace. So what a lovely message, and very optimistic, too. Although you heard some of her, you know, questioning and conditioning, her conditions didn't agree with the conditions that were in the tentative agreement, and I guess there were no preconditions that they would actually disarm their nuclear arsenal or stop making nuclear missiles. So we gave a lot, and we extended an olive branch, she said. So, but I still think that's better to talk and create an opening, as she said, than to do nothing about it. So that was a very beautiful message, and we thank Princess Diana for it. And now I'm going to go back to the posted information that's on the web page, and you can see these beautiful works of art if you go to the Peaceful Planet page, the homepage on Station 1 this evening as we're speaking about it. And I was talking about George and what a marvelous man he was, so spiritual, so deeply peaceful. And he revealed to me recently that he really didn't find himself when he was a Beatle. It was just too active and too much commotion and too much traveling, and there were so many distractions that he hadn't really found inner peace until he went to India and began following his guru. And then when he began to do his world service work, and he said that the concert for Bangladesh was really his eye-opening moment when he decided that he knew why he was alive, he knew how and why he was going to serve God, and why he's on this special mission to support the hungry. And I don't know if all of you were alive at the time of the concert of Bangladesh, but you can certainly go on. I'm sure all of you have heard of it, and it's a very, very famous event, and many of his friends, I think Eric Clapton and a lot of other friends of George's played there, and they donated every last cent to the people that were starving in Bangladesh. This is a country right near India, and this was all due to the beautiful spirituality of George Harrison. So if you would like commemorative artwork, that work is for sale only this evening online through me, and you can write me through the website. There's my email there. I put it out before. And if you would like a mini reading with the angels this evening, I've already called in Archangel Michael and all the Ascended Masters, and I do channel Michael and Jesus and Mother Mary. So if you're in need of a dilemma or a solution, and you'd like to ask for a miracle, you need a healing, I'm standing by. I will send Reiki to whatever situation you need. I'd be happy to send out prayers for you, or answer a question. We're here listening. You can call in at 888-627-6008. I'm kind of disappointed that we haven't had any callers yet. Usually I used to have the lines filled, but I don't do many evenings where I just do call-ins. So anyway, I'm going to move on from the Harrison work of art. It's called George Among the Stars. Play on words, of course, because he's among the, one of the greatest stars to have ever have lived on the planet. But he was a wonderful human being. I'm so glad to know him and get his words from spirit. It's a treasure. So you can contact me through the email, marciadye2002@yahoo.com. And now let's move to the next painting. And right directly under that, you will see a beautiful angel hovering over the waters. And that is called Diana, Angel of Althorp. Althorp is the ancestral home. It's a very grand British home, much like Downton Abbey. If you've seen the series on PBS called Downton Abbey, Diana grew up in a really well-to-do family. And although she was considered a commoner in her day when she married Charles, she was really, she had a title. She was known as Lady Diana, Lady Diana Spencer. And as I'm speaking of her, vibration steps in with me now. So this painting was done to honor Diana, as all my paintings have been done, to honor her great work with what she did on the earth plane and her work in spirit with me as well. And this is all about where she's buried. And so because she didn't have a royal title at the time of her death, they didn't bury her in Westminster Abbey, which I really think would have been the most appropriate place. But anyway, she is buried supposedly on the little island. And so if you look at the portrait online, you'll see it. It's the second one. It's the second one there. It's right below George. And it has the angel hovering above the water. And actually, the Diana Temple is set in the woods, and she's surrounded by woods. She's buried on the oval in the middle of this little pond. And it's really a peaceful little place, according to friends that are Diana followers that have gone there. So how I got this whole idea, I want to tell you, it's really interesting how it all came to be. My web designer named Maria went over in, I think, 2001, and she took a picture of the Althorp oval. It's called the Oval, and it's an oval-shaped island, and then there's a little grave marker with an urn at the top, but she doesn't have ashes. She's supposedly buried on that little island. I'm questioning that. I'm not sure that's really where she's buried, because it seems like that would move a person's remains around too much if they buried them in a very murky, swampy kind of situation. But it may be that that's where she's buried. But anyway, there's a temple in the background, and it's a Greek temple. And these British estates, these grand homes, they would often have a temple dedicated to Diana, for instance, the goddess Diana, the huntress of the Greek mythology. And I visited a beautiful English grand home the day that I left England, and we were with a friend of mine, and we were traveling through, and we went to this grand estate, and they had a replica of the Pantheon there with all the statuary that was in the Pantheon, but it was recreated by other artists. And so that was very frequent, that these very well-to-do noble people and that were titled landowners had these little temples interspersed throughout their lands. And this one was really exceptional because they had a grotto, and it was dedicated to the early goddess, and that there was a, you know, an early Roman goddess inside the temple, and then there was, you know, the goddess Artemis, and then there was Venus, and there was Aphrodite, and all these women goddesses were inside the Roman replica of the Pantheon. And it was an exact one-quarter size Pantheon. And I'd never seen this statuary before. I've taught art history. I didn't recognize the artist. I mean, the wealth, it was just unbelievable. But it was really enchanting. So this is what the Tiana Temple would be like. I have not been to Althorp, but it's really fascinating. It's modeled on a Greek Doric temple, a plain Doric unadorned temple, and it's dedicated to the memory of Diana. But it is a play on words, too, because very often all these grand houses had these little temples all around their lands, and they would go out on the hunt and everything, and then they would, you know, sometimes they would be courting someone, and they would meet at the temple, and they would have, you know, a lover's picnic or something at one of these temples. So that is what the lords and ladies of the day would do. And so this temple was erected by her brother, and he charges a fee, and it's only open, I think, in August. So you can just go to Althorp in August. And, of course, Diana was, she was killed in the car wreck in August, so it's only open, and you can buy tickets. And according to some sources I know from people from the UK, it fell into a good deal of disrepair, so her brothers had to beef it up, and now with all the publicity around Meghan and Harry going there, he had to really clean up, you know, Althorp and take proper care. But he does charge a fee, so he should be caring for the grounds, and he should be caring for her grave. So that's the least he can do. He's making a mint on, you know, the Diana artifacts inside the house and everything. And he has quite a few of her gowns there, and he has the Spencer crown. I don't know if it's on display. I rather doubt it because it's really, really expensive. And I was just kind of waiting with bated breath to see if Meghan was going to wear the Spencer crown for her, you know, for her crown for the wedding, but she didn't. She wore another borrowed crown from Queen Elizabeth. But anyway, so back to the painting. This is how I did it. My web designer took a trip to England. She went to Althorp to pay homage to Diana, and she's of the opinion that Diana was a great saint. And I know a lot of British people and American people feel that way about Diana, and I can tell you that she's ascended master. She is a great. She's a true spiritual master. She can break herself up into small parts and just be there for anyone. So she's really amazing. So she went there, took a picture, gave me the picture, and then I reworked it imaginatively, and I sketched everything in, and I knew I was going to do a realistic landscape because I had been a landscaper. And I'm now kind of more of a portrait artist than I am a florist or a floral artist or a landscape artist, because I've really excelled in my portraiture through the practice that I've had doing all these Diana paintings. So it paid off. And so what I did with this painting, though, it was particularly inspirational. So I loved the idea, and I got the idea that I should have Diana coming up out of the waters, and she is out of her grave. She's not there, of course. She's alive in heaven doing this work. And so I had her all in white, raising up out of the waters, and there's gentle blue clouds in the sky, and there's all the foliage in the background with the Diana Temple. And there's even a grave marker right behind her on the oval. They call the little tiny island inside the pond the oval. So it's the oval, too. So that's how I did it, and I had to sketch all of it very gently in, and then I just channeled it. It just came to me, and I've sold a lot of these. So I have it for sale this evening. A print is $100, and the original is $750, and that's still a good bargain. I'm still looking into placing my watercolors at the Royal Palace gift shop, so that's on my next agenda for my next trip to England. And I want to put out there that I am going to make a pilgrimage back to England this year to channel Mary Magdalene and Diana, and I will be traveling through London and then staying in Glastonbury and doing a whole lot of work with the Holy Grail. So should you be interested in contacting me and traveling with me, I'd be pleased to hear from you, and we can arrange a lower fee. I haven't arranged an actual tour yet, but I have a really good travel agent that I can work with. So again, you can contact me at email at marciadi2002@yahoo.com. So if you're interested in the painting, you can call in and discuss it. Or if you're interested in a mini reading with the angels, you can call in. Maybe one of the ascended masters will speak through me this evening. Anything at all, anything you want to ask, just state your question and your name so I can tune into you. And I will take a few minutes, and then I will be glad to bring through a message. So let me put the number out again if you're listening. I'm looking for the number here. I have it in my notes. It's 888, or you can just press station 1. Excuse me one moment. I've lost track of my notes here with the number to call. It's 888-627-6008, or if you're listening with your device and you're on the web page, you can just press 1 and you can get me, Marcia. Okay, so if there are no calls, I'm going to move on to discussing the next painting. And I'd also like to let you know that these are all original watercolors or print. You can order print. They're reasonable. The watercolors are original. They're framed. They're all about six. Excuse me. I got a case of the hiccups suddenly. They're about 16 by 20, and they're framed, and they're framed in either antique frames or new frames, and they're double matted, and they're acid-free. In a water, acid-free watercolor that will last a lifetime. They are signed, and the prints are signed in a limited edition. The watercolors are original. And you can surf my art gallery if you'd like to see other examples of my work. So I'm excited to sell something tonight, and I put that idea out to the universe. And I went on a garden walk today, and somebody saw one of my paintings, and she said, "Oh, I have to have your painting." So that's the power of intention and positive things. Things happen when you set your intention and ask your angels too. But anyway, I would love to sell it to an anonymous person or call in, identify yourself, ask me any questions you want about my art. This is a very open forum this evening on the Peaceful Planet. So I want to remind you that I do Reiki for breast cancer. I also do free consults. If you are in need, you're in need of cancer advice on nutritional therapies, I will do that as a gift to you if you're, you know, going through breast cancer. So you can contact me about that, too. That is part of my service. But, you know, I do use the proceeds, 10% of the proceeds, to continue to be able to offer these services to those who are in need. And that, believe me, there's nobody more in need than cancer patients, because they're getting ripped off by the medical system, and they're getting, you know, these expensive treatments, and very often they're underinsured, and it's a really sad situation. But I don't know how many people know this, but most of the cancer walks and the Race for the Cure and the Dana Komen and all of that, or Dana-Farber and the Komen Race for the Cure, it all goes to the pharmaceuticals. And they're making some good progress with pharmaceutical cures, but it's not like the natural cures. Those pharmaceuticals will harm you permanently. And the immunotherapy seems very promising, and I have given in the past part of my proceeds to breast cancer online, breastcancer.org, because they have a free online forum there where women can discuss their problems with breast cancer, and they can discuss natural alternatives, too. So I will give to that as well. But mainly I try to focus on helping others to understand dietary healing, emotional healing, and a variety of, nutritional ideas that I have shared for years with my clients. And they're all over the internet too, so you've got to check that out. So I try not to give to the pharmaceuticals because they're making billions already, and they don't need these runs or anything. And mostly, they're not really looking for the cure. They're looking for money. And I've heard it said by people that worked for the pharmaceuticals that that's the real truth about that. So I try to support the natural, the emotional support, the hypnosis, the Reiki. But, you know, however you want to go. Now, I'm going to move on to the next painting for this evening, then. Let me check my time a minute, see where I'm at. Boy, I'm a really good talker. You can kind of tell that I was a professor. But I want to send out loving vibrations to all of you who are listening with a great deal of appreciation for listening to me talk about the art. And I now want to move to a very special painting. It's called Archangel Michael Leading the Way to Ascension. And this is a very special painting and dear to my heart. I'm not really sure that I want to sell it, but I will sell a print. And the print will be approximately 16 by 20, and it would be frameable for you. And it is exactly identical to the original. And you would have to still pay shipment on top of that. But this painting is very imaginative. And Michael downloaded a lot of information for me to do this work. So how it happened is that, again, I was very inspired by looking at the Hubble telescope images of other galaxies. And when Michael gave me the information about him creating a new uncontaminated galaxy, I'm thinking art gallery, sorry, mix up. Okay, so Archangel Michael said that he's creating a new galaxy where there will be no contamination at all from other negative entities, negative astral planes. Here on Earth, the new Earth is going to be a pristine new Earth, and he's creating that now. He's working on that. As you know, or you may know, the archangels are master creators, but I go over this information in my book titled Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael, which is on Diana Speaks to the World. You can get a signed copy there, or you can go actually to Amazon and pick up the hard copy, which my beautiful publisher, Dorothy Mercer, recently released for me last year in hard copy version of the Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael, fully illustrated in color, or you can get it in black and white. And he was talking about the Golden Galaxy and the perfected galaxy where there will be no stain of any evil or any battle or any war or any conflict. It's all going to be pristinely perfect, folks. So this inspiration, an idea of using the galaxies from the Hubble, what was the idea behind this painting. So what I did is I sketched in Michael with his Sword of Truth, and then I basically laid in a wet and wet background, and I put that Miskit Friskit on first, and then wet and wet is really fun to do. Maybe you've seen it done before, but basically what you do with wet and wet is you wet the paper, and then you just kind of get the colors that you want, and you start working it in. So I worked in, if you're looking online, it's a lot of green and purple and the idea of the many galaxies, and it's all kind of blending and blurring together. And this was really original. I mean, as far as I know, nobody's ever created anything like this. And then I created Archangel Michael, kind of an angelic Renaissance-looking robe, and that was all channeled through me very quickly. I mean, I'm really impressed with Leonardo da Vinci's studies of Renaissance clothing, so I have a love for that costume period, time period. But I used that, and then I saw a lot of red with Archangel Michael and a lot of purple-blue. So there's a lot of purple in the background. There's a lot of green for different galaxies. And then his Sword of Truth is really nothing but a ray of blue, a blue ray of light. which will come in and cleanse the person of any personal accumulated debris, karma, whatever. It's a powerful image. And then I saw Michael as a very strong and handsome blonde man with kind of long hair and a little, you know, very well-built, very strong. And he is really known as the one who fends off evil. So he's my protector. He's just my all. I just adore Archangel Michael. And I think I honored him very well in this painting. So if you are interested in a print, you can email me about the print, or if you can just admire it and look at it online, enjoy it, whatever. A lot of healers have bought that print from me for their Reiki rooms or their hypnosis rooms or whatever type of healing you may do. It's a really ideal print to have for powerful protection while you're working on people. So there's no negative entity attachments, or even if there are and you're clearing a person energetically from that, Archangel Michael is there to stand in the light with you and clear it all. So it's a beautiful meditation piece. I even happen to know that George Harrison was into Archangel Michael, and he had a statue of Archangel Michael in his home. And unfortunately, his home was broken into, and somebody broke off the sword of Archangel Michael and came after George. What a terrible thing to happen. But George was injured, but he didn't die, and I believe he didn't die because of Archangel Michael. So a lot of George tonight on my mind, you know? It's just amazing. What an amazing person he was. So this is approximately 12 by 16 inches in diameter, and a frame would, I do have it framed, it would be 16 by 20, and that's true with all my artwork. It generally is a standard size, so it could be mailed to you easily. And as I said, these prints are collected. They're in England, they're in Canada, they're in Australia. I've sold them all around the world, but now I'm getting ready to kind of, you know, declutter my house, and I have a lot of paintings just sitting around. And I don't know if that I would part with that one. I don't know, because I'm very close to my heart. But you know, you got to leave your stuff behind, and you know, if you want proper feng shui, you got to declutter. So I might consider it if the right offer came along. Okay, so this is the last one I really want to speak about tonight is Diana, Queen of Hearts, and that also goes with the title of one of my books, With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, and that book is available on Amazon and my site, but it's worth it to go to Diana Speaks to the World and pick up a copy there, because you can get a signed edition, and then if you want to resell the book, it has collectible value. All my books, once they're signed, have a collectible value of $50 or more, and I don't sell them for an inflated rate. So, you know, if you would like a signed edition, you're going to pay the same price as what Amazon is offering. I think it's $18 plus shipping, and I may have reduced the price over the years, and maybe $14 plus the shipping. So, you know, there you go. It's a bargain, and you can get a real signature from the author. So, anyway, back to the artwork of Diana, Queen of Hearts. In her final speech that she gave when she tried to resign from public life when her and Charles separated in, I think it was 91 or 92, she stood up there, and she was so brave. She was in a black suit, and she looked fantastic, and she just said, you know, I'm personally resigning from public life, and I would like to be a queen in people's hearts. And if you ever need anything, just call on me, and I'll be there, and I'll come in an instant. She said these exact words, and that was the first. Those were the first words I channeled from Diana on her anniversary message of August 31st, 2001, folks. That is her exact words that I channeled, and I didn't know that about the speech at the time. I had seen it, but I didn't put the two together, and I went back and watched the speech and verified it later. But it was truly amazing. But in that speech, she was actually prophesying her own death, and she didn't know it. But a Queen of Hearts, she is to today to all of us. She's queen of my heart, and I love her dearly, but she wants to be known as the queen of hearts, and here she is dressed in her red, totally long, glitzy gown, and she was working with Elizabeth Dole, you know, and she was a senator, I believe, at that time. Maybe it was her husband that it was a senator, too. But she was working with Elizabeth Dole on her anti-landmines campaign, and she wore red to honor the Red Cross. So I almost titled the Diana Red Cross, but you see, if you look at the painting online, you will see her image from a stock photo, and then what I did is I used the clouds in the background to represent the heavenly celestial realms in which she dwells. But she is certainly queen of hearts, and she lives up to it in every way. She was well-loved throughout the world, and this is a rare opportunity for you to own one of her original memories of Diana speaking on anti-landmines. So I want to thank every one of you for listening this evening, and apparently we're already out of time, and I'm going to have to close out with let me see what I want to play for the closeout. Appreciated Angels. And I thank you for listening. And please check out the art at Diana Speaks to the World. Check out the books. Thank you so much for listening to my program on art. And we will be back in 2 weeks to honor the Divine Feminine with Mary Magdalene and the Divine Mother. And we'll have a special guest. Blessings and peace to the world this evening. Blessings to you all. And we'll close out with Appreciated Angels. And I'd like to thank Doug and Don of the BBS Radio Network. Good night, all.